KX93.5 on a Friday morning. We hope you're having a great day. It's already brightened up. I've got Caroline in Caroline's Cause Corner here. Good morning, Caroline. How are
you
today?
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Great, thank you. Thought you were on vacation today.
I know. It's next weekend and the weekend after, but that's okay.
All right.
You know.
That's okay. It's always better to have you in studio.
Dog days of summer. Everything's a little kooky.
We have with us Anne-Marie McKay. Anne-Marie McKay is from PUP. PUP, right?
Laguna Beach, yes.
PUP in Laguna Beach. What does PUP stand for?
PUP stands for Protecting Unwanted Pets.
And tell us what you do.
So PUP is the fundraising arm of the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter. PUP actually established the animal shelter back in the 70s. So once they convinced the city that it wanted its own shelter, PUP became what it is today. So we bridged the gap between city funding and the needs of the shelter.
And so what happens, what's the process?
So with PUP, what happens is when people make donations, we ask that donations go to PUP because PUP ensures that each dollar goes towards the care of the animals at the shelter. So an animal might be found injured or get rescued, come into the shelter. The city is equipped to house those animals and provide basic needs, but if they need major surgery, specialist care, that type of thing, a grooming visit to make them more adoptable, that's where PUP steps in.
Oh, that's great.
And where is the shelter located?
The shelter is located on Laguna Canyon Road, right next to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center.
Okay.
Now, what are some other ways that we could support other than donating? How can we support PUP? I'm not that we don't want to donate. I'm cutting a check as soon as we're done here.
Donations are always excellent. But the other way, you could buy a shirt. We sell shirts on puplagunabeach.org for the animal shelter. Those proceeds all go to helping the shelter. You could stop in the shelter, provide donations to the shelter, such as toys and blankets, or you can just talk about adopting.
Right.
PUP is there to support the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter, but really we're all there just to support homeless pets and to get them adopted and to be responsible pet owners. So one of the things PUP also does is the annual spay and neuter clinic for Laguna Beach and Laguna Woods residents.
Mm-hmm.
So spay and neuter your pets. That will help tremendously.
Yeah.
How many pets do you have in the shelter right now?
The shelter currently has about a dozen dogs, about half a dozen cats, a chicken, a rabbit. Now, it's a small shelter. It doesn't have that many, but it goes. It influxes. They just got some kittens in, so hopefully the kittens will be ready for people to see it within the next couple weeks.
And do people come through the shelter? Do they know where it is and know that that's where they should go find a rescue?
They do if they're looking for shelters. Typically, people will Google or whatever for animal shelters and run across the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter. A lot of times, we might just get people who are going to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center, which is a really pretty well-known entity in Laguna. Mm-hmm. And since we're right next door, they'll wander through. Or they'll just call. When you Google and get the phone number, they'll call and ask for directions.
So. One of my favorite things about this particular shelter, we have a no-kill shelter, which it's not prevalent throughout the county, I understand.
Right.
That's amazing. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a big deal.
And we don't use the terms no-kill for the reason that sometimes you have no other option other than to euthanize. But the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter never euthanizes for space.
Right.
Other shelters that aren't as well staffed or that have to take in too many animals that they can care of, such as Kelney, do euthanize for space. Laguna Beach Animal Shelter only euthanizes when it's in the best interest of the animal.
That's great.
Do you take kids in for internships and things like that?
We have a partnership. We, meaning the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter, actually has a partnership with the Laguna Beach High School.
Oh, that's
so
good.
High school students can volunteer, and they are a tremendous help.
That's great. Yeah. Because they get the hours for the community service.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they would love that. I mean, that's something that
How
young will you take?
They have to be in high school.
In high school.
It can be the freshmen, but they have to be in high school and they have to go to Laguna Beach High School.
Gotcha. Very, very cool.
Now, did you have a lot of volunteers this summer? A lot of high school volunteers this summer?
We had our usual. Usually our weekends are full with, that's when we have the high school volunteers. It's a popular program. So, yeah, we had plenty of high schoolers wanting to sign up to help us. And the shelter runs on volunteers. There's only 3 full-time employees. The rest are the adult volunteers and the high school volunteers.
So we're speaking to Anne Marie McKay from PUP. PUP is the organization that it buffers the line between Laguna Beach City and what they can donate to the animal shelter, and you make up the difference.
Correct. And all the people on the PUP board are volunteers of the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter.
Wonderful. That and what's the website again for people to get more information?
Sure, of course. It's puplagunabeach.org.
And they can donate off on the
website. They can donate there. Mm-hmm. They can buy shirts there. They can find out more information about the animal shelter. The animal shelter actually doesn't have its own website. They have basic information on the city's website to find what animals are available for adoption and more information about the shelter itself. You should go to puplagunabeach.org.
Wonderful.
That's so great. That is so great. Thank you. Thank you, Anne Marie.
Yeah, thank you, Anne Marie. Is there anything else you want to say as we wrap up?
No, I just wanted to point out how privileged this community is to have the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter that, with PUP's help, can provide the service we provide.
Right.
Because, for instance, the animals that we've done eye surgeries for animals. We've done hip surgeries for animals. Right. We've taken all those cases that we've taken from other shelters that couldn't do it and gave animals another lease on life that would have otherwise been euthanized. And they've made great pets for people.
That's why we love our Laguna Beach. You know, that's why we have this show. I mean, we really are a giving community, and I think that's fantastic.
Yes, and I'd like to thank all the people in the community that have donated both their time, their money, their resources in order to make sure that the animals here have the best life.
Wonderful. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you so much, Caroline and Ed. Thank you.
Thank you. You do great work, Anne-Marie, and please keep it up. That's PUP at puplagunabeach.org. You can donate. You can buy shirts. You can help out. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
I know we have lots and lots of people that love their pups and their animals here, so what a great program. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And if there's any other great people you want me to interview on Caroline's Cause Corner, please let me know on my Facebook page. And I will check it out and definitely consider it. Thank you, Ed. Have a great weekend.
Thank
Both
you.
Of you have a great weekend.
Thank you. And you're going to have a vacation next week, right?
Well, coming soon.
All right.
Well, coming soon.
Have the best time.
One more week.
Okay.
But, yes, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.